We've had drama already on day two of the Wilton Recycling Donegal International Rally. The first stage today was Carnhill and Callum Devine, who of course went so close to winning the event last year. He led on the Sunday before going out. Well, this morning he had the quickest time over that first stage, Carnhill, and he briefly took the lead. But now, as the drivers have come through Special Stage 8, the second of the eight stages today, that's over Gary Gort, which is between Rye, Rathmullen area and Kerry Keel. Well, Josh Moffat and Andy Hayes, the defending champions, are back in the lead in their Hyundai i20 R5. They lead by 0.7 of a second from Callum Devine and Nolo Sullivan in the Polo GTI R5. So it could hardly be closer, and so much still to go in this rally. We then have a 31.3-second gap to Sam Moffat and Keith Moriarty in third place in another of the Hyundai i20 R5s. So going over Gary Gort, the time for Josh Moffat, 5.29 was his time. Callum Devine, 5.30.1. And Sam Moffat, 5.31.6. In fourth place, Gary Jennings and Rory Kennedy in the Ford Fiesta. They were 5.36.8. So they're 20 seconds behind Sam Moffat and Keith Moriarty. So they lost some 5 seconds on Moffat and Moriarty on that stage. In fifth, Desi Henry and Paddy Robinson, 5.36.6 for them. They are just 3.9 seconds behind Jennings and Kennedy. So that's a real battle. And behind them, just 0.1 of a second, is the Welshman, Marion Evans, with Jonathan Jackson on side in another of the Polo GTI R5s. They had a good run over that last stage, 5.32.5 for them. Making up the top 10, Matt Edwards and David Moynihan are in 7th, Robert Barrable and Gordon Noble in 8th, David Kelly and Dino Sullivan 9th, and Jonathan Greer and Niall Burns are in 10th. In the two-wheel drive category, great competition here. As always, Kevin Gallagher and Ryan Moore in the Darien, looking forward to today, home territory for them. Well, on Special Stage 8, 5.37.5 was their time. They are 13th overall, and they are now quite a bit ahead of Kevin Eaves and Chris Melly, just looking roughly about 8 seconds or so. Just bear with me, just working it out. About 13 seconds ahead of Kevin Eaves and Chris Melly in the Toyota Corolla Twin Cam. They are second in the two-wheel drive category, 16th overall. Just some of the other placings. Declan Boyle and Patrick Walsh, 14th overall. Aidan Ray and Martin Brady, 15th overall. As I mentioned, Eaves and Melly, 16th overall. Then we have Jason Mitchell and Paddy McCrudden, 17th. And making up the top 20, Damien Torrish and Donald McElhaney, third in that class, 14. Gary Kiernan and Callum McGrew are fourth in that class, just 11 seconds behind Torrish and McElhaney. And Joseph McGonigal from Inishowen with Kieran Geaney in the Ford Fiesta R5 Rally 2. They are 20th overall after that stage through Gary Gort. So next up, they're heading towards Knockalla for the first time. That's Special Stage 9. There'll be huge crowds out for that. They come in for service then at around 25 past 11. Back out then for those stages again. Carnhill, Gary Gort and Knockalla. 8 stages in total. So the news at the moment after Special Stage 8, the second of 8 stages today, Josh Moffat and Andy Hayes in the Hyundai i20 R5 lead by 0.7 of a second from Callum Devine and Nolo Sullivan in the Polo GTI R5, with Sam Moffat and Keith Moriarty in third. And in the two-wheel drive category, it's Kevin Gallagher and Ryan Moore in the Darien T90 who lead the way.